I'm rereading The 4-Hour Workweek, which I recommend everyone reading. It's by Tim Ferriss. I mentioned it in previous stuff. And I'm just trying to spend 2 to 3 hours, maybe even 4, but normally 2 to 3 hours on the most important tasks of the day, and then leave the rest of my day to read, to go to the gym, to go to the sauna, to socialize, et cetera, et cetera. And it's good. And you realize how like wired and just burnt your brain can be if you do too much work during the day, if you're just sat in front of your laptop and it's not actually that enjoyable. You may think it's enjoyable, but then once you work for 2 or 3 hours a day, and then you spend the rest of your day doing what I just said before, doing other healthy, productive habits, you realize, oh, wow, maybe I was doing too much. But then it's also that tension between, am I doing enough? Am I going to stall my progress? Because I'm still doing all of this solo. I'm still editing, scheduling, repurposing, recording, all of that stuff by myself. And I cannot wait to employ people and get an editor and get a scheduler. I need to do that as soon as possible, really. But I'm going to try and do it for at least 4 weeks. Just try and do the essential stuff. And the most important thing for me is recording. Recording is the most important task. But then obviously I've got to edit it, but with this mindset of being sent, like doing the essential task only, you try and edit it as fast as possible and don't do any of the extra stuff that don't get you much progress. Because realistically, 99% of the things you do, even if it's something productive, is actually not getting you the results that you want. There'll be one video that gets you most of your new subscribers and views, or there'll be one exercise in the gym that will get you the most progress, or there'll be part of your business that gets you the most profit, or one aspect of your product. And at the start, it's hard because you don't really know what's working. But once you progress a few months later and you've thrown enough things at the wall, you need to see what sticks and then start doing mostly just what sticks instead of doing all the other stuff that actually don't move the ball as far forward. So I'm struggling with it in the sense that I don't want to lose progress. I need to like respond to emails and email more people to come onto the show and schedule my like short form content, and whilst also focusing on just doing the essential stuff like recording the long episodes. But yeah, it's a little bit difficult, and it's hard to relax because I guess I enjoy working towards it and I don't want to stop myself from working towards it. But you need to remember, it's like a lot of the time, a lot of the things you're doing, you're just working for work's sake, as Tim Ferriss calls it. You're just falling into the busy trap, and being busy is a form of laziness. I do agree with that. And so I just need to knuckle down and do the essential stuff and batch stuff together, like scheduling all the short form content at once. So that's something that you can learn from this, is instead of doing one little thing every day, like checking your emails every single day, or like repurposing your clips every day, maybe wait a week and then respond to all your emails at once. Wait a week and schedule and create all your short form content all at once in 1, 2, 3 hour block. That's actually better, because then you have the rest of your time away from that task and you still get it done, and it's more efficient, it's more effective. So yeah, it's a good experiment I'm going to be doing, and I seem to fall between this 4-hour work week method and then more the Alex Hormozi wake up and get on with work straight away and alpha male work 12 hours a day. And if both get the same results, which they probably do, because I know of creators and podcasters and people that I look up to that do both those methods, there'll be a subset of people that do 12 hour days, like work the entire day, monk mode, and then there'll be the like work 2 hours a day, just do the essential task, get it done. Both them people have got results. As examples that I know of, both people that have got results from doing those two styles. So if that's the case, I'd rather be doing the essential, work less, but do the highest leverage task than the sit in front of your computer for 14 hours doing little things like that aren't going to add up to your desired result. I'd rather be doing the essential tasks, because if the essential tasks get me 80% of my desired results, and if 20% of the tasks I do get me 80% of the results, and then the other 80% only get me 20%, the 80-20 law or the Pareto power law, that's what that is, then I just want to do the 20% of stuff. Why do I need to do the other 80% of stuff? I can outsource that. I can hire someone to do that, schedule the episodes or repurpose the episodes for me. And then I can just focus more on recording this or recording the guest episodes or getting guests to come onto the show. So if you're struggling with time management or productivity, then that a good book to read is The 4-Hour Workweek. And you'll realize 80, 90, 99% of the things you don't actually lead to your desired results. But obviously, at first, you need to do a lot of different things and then see which ones give you the most of your desired results. And that you have to do a lot of things to identify what is the few things that get you the most happiness and fulfillment and desired results. So yeah, throw a lot of things at the wall first, but once you've thrown a lot of things at the wall and seen what sticked, just do the sticky stuff. Do more of the sticky stuff. That's what I like. That's how I like to call it.
But yeah.
It's also good to just do the thing, even if you're not motivated to do it before you start. So for example, I woke up this morning and last night and my essential task was to edit and edit my full episode and then schedule all my shorts and that full episode. But then I remembered it was Friday and I promised to myself Friday mornings I'm going to be doing Waking Up with Waha or WH, the solo episodes. And I wasn't like stoked to do it last night and I was tired and etc. So that definitely played a part into it. And then I woke up this morning, I was like, do I have enough time to do it? But after a walk and a coffee and a little bit of a reading, I just didn't even think, just turned my brain off, came out here, set up the camera, sat down. And as soon as I started, I was fine. I enjoyed it. I had things to talk about. So that can be applied to anything. And like I was saying about the short-term pain and the long-term gain, a lot of the time, because we know it's painful in the short term, we have to sit down and think of things to say, and we know it's going to be a bit mentally taxing. Maybe sometimes, for a lot of people, it creates that wall that they need to climb over, that they feel like they need the motivation. They need something. It's hard. There's friction before you start. And that's what causes procrastination. We have this friction before we start a task and we just avoid it instead of just getting over it. But once you just turn your brain off and within 5 minutes and do the task, and within 5 minutes of the task, you realize it wasn't actually that hard. You go into more of a flow state and you just get on with it. So it's just a good reminder. It's the same as, like I said many times, the gym again. Gym analogies are always great, aren't they? I got legs today, right? And I could easily be like, oh, legs, man, it's going to be painful. It's going to hurt so much. But if you just, despite those thoughts, right? Because you, like people, we will have those thoughts. It doesn't matter what you think, it's how you behave. Despite those thoughts, you still show up to the gym and you still get on with it. Within 5 minutes of doing your leg press or doing your leg extensions, your brain's going to be switched off and you're just going to go into autopilot and routine mode and actually begin to enjoy it or feel content about it. It's just always before we do something, we think it's going to be way harder and way more taxing than it is. And then once we do it, once we start, we go into a flow state and we get on with it and we feel great afterwards. So it's not like you're not going to have that resistant and tense and feeling of friction before you start a task. Everyone's going to have that. But the difference between those who succeed in the long term and those who continue to defer and continue to procrastinate is they do the thing despite that feeling of friction and uncertainty and doubt. And once they start, they realize, why did I worry or why did I think this was going to be so hard all along? So if there's something you've got to do today that you know is mentally taxing or you're procrastinating and you're putting it off, just start it. And within 5 minutes, you'll completely forget that you're procrastinating to begin with.